Part 3. You will hear a radio discussion about an office practice called hot desking. For questions 18 to 25, complete the sentences. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 3.
No more personal space, no papers strewn around, no more half-empty coffee cups or pictures of the kids. The modern office has embraced the concept of hot desking. Hot desking means no regular desk to call your own, just a locker for your things and a rush each morning to claim your desk for the day. I have with me Peter Potter, hot desker himself in a large multinational company. And Lois Coleshill, a personnel officer who's distinctly lukewarm about the idea. Peter, tell us how it works.
Well, we share a space in our little group where we're able to plug in our portable computers. We have telephones with code numbers so that we can have our calls redirected to whichever desk we happen to be at, and it allows us to work in a very flexible way. We can decide where we wish to work on any particular day and take our work with us.
Mm. And Lois, why do you think this wouldn't work?
I have a lot of concerns about what hot desking would actually mean for many people. For example, in a lot of companies with hot desking, it becomes very competitive about who gets the best desks. Our experience is that it's the people, for example, who are best able to leave home early in the morning who grab the best desk.
I mean, who cares? It isn't really a matter of whether you get the best desk or not. I mean, there are many more important things at stake in a busy office than that. A well-designed office shouldn't have a best desk in any case. There's no reason why they shouldn't all be the same.
Well, I'm sorry, people care terribly. One of the things, I mean, I've done quite a lot of surveys asking people about what they want from work, and they've shown that things about the work environment, things like who you sit next to at work, or is it by the window, is it noisy, and all those things are tremendously important to workers.
Doesn't that present you with a problem, Peter, that it goes against those feelings?
I think our experience is that the advantage it gives people is that it enables them to plan their day in such a way that actually being in the office becomes largely immaterial. For example, if I need to stay at home for a morning, I'm able to plug into the computer network from home. I don't need to go into the office at all.
So isn't Peter talking about something that gives people greater freedom?
That's fine if you're talking about what Peter's talking about, which is people who have portable computers and can work from home. But a lot of companies that talk about hot desking aren't companies like that. They're companies where you have to be in the office. One of the things that's leading to a lot of job insecurity now amongst people is the extent to which we have lost the socialising role of the workplace. Workers are becoming more isolated, and that's quite worrying.
I think that's a view I have to echo. We still have to ensure that we build office environments in which people can fully socialise and feel a full part of. We have a team area for that reason, and people do keep their personal things there.
I'm still very unconvinced by hot desking. I mean, the whole way in which work is becoming much more flexible and less collective is actually quite a concern. Because for many young people, the workplace has been where people go to learn how to deal with other people, learn life skills as opposed to work skills. especially as people seem to be working longer and longer hours and work takes up more of their lives. I think it's terribly sad if the workplace is becoming dehumanised. It's a real worry for me.
Well, I think you're probably overstating the case rather there, actually. Hot desking is about the efficient organisation of space and time. There's no reason why it should lead people to be less sociable. It certainly hasn't in our office. You get to sit next to different people rather than the same person all the time, so you get to make new friends.
But it's the loss of security that upsets people. It's the not knowing how things are going to be or where you're going to end up each day. People do find it very upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it probably just depends on the person then, because none of us feels that.
I think we must inhabit very different worlds, actually.
Lois, Peter, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today.
Now you will hear the recording again.
No more personal space, no papers strewn around, no more half-empty coffee cups or pictures of the kids. The modern office has embraced the concept of hot desking. Hot desking means no regular desk to call your own, just a locker for your things and a rush each morning to claim your desk for the day. I have with me Peter Potter, hot desker himself in a large multinational company, and Lois Coleshill, a personnel officer who's distinctly lukewarm about the idea. Peter, tell us how it works.
Well, we share a space in our little group where we're able to plug in our portable computers. We have telephones with code numbers so that we can have our calls redirected to whichever desk we happen to be at, and it allows us to work in a very flexible way. We can decide where we wish to work on any particular day and take our work with us.
Mm. And Lois, why do you think this wouldn't work?
I have a lot of concerns about what hot desking would actually mean for many people. For example, in a lot of companies with hot desking, it becomes very competitive about who gets the best desks. Our experience is that it's the people, for example, who are best able to leave home early in the morning who grab the best desk.
I mean, who cares? It isn't really a matter of whether you get the best desk or not. I mean, there are many more important things at stake in a busy office than that. A well-designed office shouldn't have a best desk in any case. There's no reason why they shouldn't all be the same.
Well, I'm sorry, people care terribly. One of the things, I mean, I've done quite a lot of surveys asking people about what they want from work, and they've shown that things about the work environment, things like who you sit next to at work, or is it by the window, is it noisy, and all those things are tremendously important to workers.
Doesn't that present you with a problem, Peter, that it goes against those feelings?
I think our experience is that the advantage it gives people is that it enables them to plan their day in such a way that actually being in the office becomes largely immaterial. For example, if I need to stay at home for a morning, I'm able to plug into the computer network from home. I don't need to go into the office at all.
So isn't Peter talking about something that gives people greater freedom?
That's fine if you're talking about what Peter's talking about, which is people who have portable computers and can work from home. But a lot of companies that talk about hot desking aren't companies like that. They're companies where you have to be in the office. One of the things that's leading to a lot of job insecurity now amongst people is the extent to which we have lost the socialising role of the workplace. Workers are becoming more isolated, and that's quite worrying.
I think that's a view I have to echo. We still have to ensure that we build office environments in which people can fully socialise and feel a full part of. We have a team area for that reason, and people do keep their personal things there.
I'm still very unconvinced by hot desking. I mean, the whole way in which work is becoming much more flexible and less collective is actually quite a concern. Because for many young people, the workplace has been where people go to learn how to deal with other people, learn life skills as opposed to work skills. especially as people seem to be working longer and longer hours and work takes up more of their lives. I think it's terribly sad if the workplace is becoming dehumanised. It's a real worry for me.
Well, I think you're probably overstating the case rather there, actually. Hot desking is about the efficient organisation of space and time. There's no reason why it should lead people to be less sociable. It certainly hasn't in our office. You get to sit next to different people rather than the same person all the time, so you get to make new friends.
But it's the loss of security that upsets people. It's the not knowing how things are going to be or where you're going to end up each day. People do find it very upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it probably just depends on the person then, because none of us feels that.
I think we must inhabit very different worlds, actually.
Lois, Peter, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today.
That is the end of part 3.